Tuesday morning, and welcome to the Lady Life Podcast, an inspirational podcast for ladies of all ages. I'm your host, Kimberly Gladney, Christian author, and the creator of the Lady Life magazine. Today's episode is entitled Grace for Humility. Humility is defined by Merriam-Webster Dictionary as freedom from pride or arrogance, or the quality or state of being humble. C.S. Lewis said that, and I quote, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less." For all of you lovely Bible readers, you already know that our greatest example of humility is Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 4 through 5, and this is the Amplified Version, it reads, "Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Have the same attitude in yourselves which was in Christ Jesus." Look to him, him being Jesus. Look to him as your example in selfless humility. As we see in today's society, humility is not a popular characteristic. In fact, we see the opposite. We see pride and arrogance as the more popular characteristic. You know, pride is an area that God had to deliver me from. Yes, me. I had to learn how to humble myself and walk in daily humility. The Bible says that there is grace for humility. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 6, it says, this is James chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "But he gives more and more grace through the power of the Holy Spirit to defy sin and live an obedient life that reflects both our faith and our gratitude for our salvation. Therefore," it says, "God is opposed to the proud and haughty, but continually gives the gift of grace to the humble who turn away from self-righteousness." The scripture goes on to say, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." You know, there is much disturbance going on in the world today. You know, anytime you turn on your news, you look at world news, you can see everything that's going on in this world today. And so I've recently been in prayer for our sisters and our brothers that are facing persecution around the world in places like China and Lebanon and Iran and Israel and recently here in Afghanistan. It's definitely a time to think of ourselves less, because there are many that are in need. So we need to be that same as Jesus. We need to let him be our example of selfless humility. Today, let us pattern our lives after our greatest example, which is Jesus Christ. Let us clothe ourselves in humility. Let's wear humility every day. God gives grace to the humble. I've heard the saying, and you probably have too, the way up is down. In other words, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Some version says, he shall exalt you or honor you. Putting others ahead of yourself or ourselves is a great start to living a life of humility. I can recall one day when I was headed to deliver some items to the Department of Family and Children's Services. While en route, I stopped by a store that was across the street. Now, on my way out of the store, I saw a young lady. She looked very lost and like she needed help. I stood there quickly contemplating because I needed to meet the DFACS representative to drop off the items as well as pick up my son from school. So what did I do? I said to myself, self being the key word, I let self rule. I said, I don't have time to stop. Just let me keep going. I'm going to keep going because I got to go pick up my son. I have to go meet this lady over here, and I'm going to be late. I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to bypass this soul that I know the Holy Spirit is leading me to talk to. Well, I knew that the Holy Spirit was leading me to talk to her, but I place my agenda before his. And I will tell you, I could not stop thinking about that young lady. And I had to repent for not humbling myself in submission to God's divine will for me to minister to her. I will never forget what the Holy Spirit reminded me of. Holy Spirit reminded me that I dedicated my son to God. He belongs to God, and God had him. He was safe right there at his school. He was safe. You know, there's safety in the will of God, all right? I had already dedicated my son to God, so he was safe where he was, meaning I had time to do God's business, what he was telling me to do. So, my obedience to God is priority, and that day I disobeyed God. I did not walk in selfless humility, all right? It was all about me that day and my agenda. And so I learned a valuable lesson. I can't humble myself without being obedient to God's divine will. Obedience and humility are connected. Guess what? It's not about me. And it's not about you. When we learn this truth, we begin to walk in selfless humility. So point to ponder today. Does your life reflect selfless humility? If not, know that there is grace for the humble life. God gives grace, more and more grace to the humble. He gives grace to the humble. That's what his word says. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast. Thank you for celebrating grace with us this month. It has been an awesome month, and I thank you so much for listening and just taking this journey with the Lady Life. I thank you for all of your support, all of our partners. I tell you, we love you so much. Lady Life, again, would not be Lady Life without you. And to learn more about Lady Life, you may visit our website at lovethelady-life.net. Again, that's lovethelady-life.net. Again, as always, thank you for listening, and we hope that you would join us again for more Tuesday morning inspiration. And remember, keep living your best life unto the Lord. Keep learning life's most valuable lessons. And keep creating positive change within your communities. Bye for now, and have a blessed day.